I want to talk to you today about victory by faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, and I remind you of that a lot, but exactly what does that mean? Now, there's a lot of scriptures here, but you need every one of them. And take notes and jot down as many of the references as you can. You can look them up later. But I would say you need to listen to this at least three times. And thank God for YouTube and all the other things, our website. And if you'll listen to this, these scriptures will get into you, and you'll start believing God for health and healing, deliverance and financial blessings and everything else, and for the salvation of your loved ones. You'll have a new faith, because faith comes by hearing these scriptures and, of course, many others. We must receive a promise and stand in faith. If you're going to get your prayers answered, I can give you some real pointers here that change your world, because I've had to learn it mostly the hard way. But I'm telling you, these scriptures work. We must receive a promise and stand in faith in spite of the circumstances. You don't go by the circumstances. This is a key to answered prayer, receiving a promise and believing it enough to act on it. If you do not act on it, then you really, in my opinion, don't believe it. If you believe it enough to act on it, then it'll work. The Lord spoke to me and Dottie to come here to start this church in 1980. 43 years later, going on 44, we're still here. And God has blessed us every step of the way. But it all started when we believed it enough to load the U-Haul. Amen. Amen. Jesus taught that we are not going to receive answers to prayer without faith. We must pray every prayer with faith. How do you do that? I'm going to show you. Jesus says, whatever you ask for in prayer, he says that whatever we ask for in prayer, we must believe, we receive it, and not doubt. Mark 11:24, whatever things you ask when you believe, when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. I've been preaching this ever since I've been here, 43 years and before, but sometimes, like everyone else, I kind of drift back, and I really don't believe it as much as I should. And not too long ago, I was just driving my vehicle, and the Lord spoke this scripture to me like it was for the first time. He says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And buddy, since then, I've been praying that with a new conviction, that if I really pray in faith, I can receive every time. That doesn't mean I get what I want every time. It means I get an answer every time. And if I don't get an answer, I assume that's a no. Can you say amen? And I move on. Say amen. But normally I get a yes or a no or wait or whatever. Mark 11:24, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Do you believe Jesus Christ was a jokester and he's just playing games? Or does he mean that? He means it. He has spoken to me more than once. And this last time he spoke it powerfully. We must believe we receive when we're asking. If you don't believe he's hearing, you might as well not pray. That doesn't mean he's going to give you a... It doesn't mean you're going to be praying for a dollar and get a dollar before you leave the prayer room. But you can know he's going to give you the dollar when you need it. You see, God gave me Matthew 21:22. If you believe, you will receive. And that really means right here, right now. So how can you receive it right here, right now, when you just said you may get the dollar later? You can receive it here. And I'm not praying to get an immediate answer on the spot as far as if you're praying for a new car, that somebody drive a new car in your driveway. I'm talking about you can pray until you have that gnosis of revelation. It's here, and you know it's coming. And that's where faith comes in. Once you get it in, you have the faith and the confidence in God and his word to stand and believe him until you get it. Is this making any sense yet? You see, God gave me that verse, and it really has changed my life. If you believe, you'll receive right here, right now, whatever you ask for in prayer. You keep on praying and praying until you get it here in your heart. I'm If you listen to my radio, I'm pointing to my chest. Yay. And forget some people can't see what I'm doing, but you receive it in your heart. To believe, we must pray until we get a promise, a revelation, or a substance, or an evidence, or an assurance. And here, a lot of times I hear people say, well, I got a peace, I got an assurance. That's what I'm talking about. You pray until you have an evidence that God is doing it. To believe, we must pray until we receive a promise, revelation, assurance, whatever you want to call it. God told me to buy a radio station. And the radio station didn't like it because I was preaching miracles and the power of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit owned by independent Baptists. And they kicked me off the radio station. And I said, now, Lord, now what? You told me to be on the radio. Before we started the church, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you on the radio. I preached on the radio, I think, 8 days before we ever started the church. And that's where a lot of the first people came from, is hearing me preach on the radio. And so I said, you told me to preach on the radio. What am I going to do now? He said, I want you to buy a radio station. I said, what? Hey, no, you can't even find one for sale. How are you going to, and how are you going to pay for it? They're expensive. And I said, there is no way. But then I picked up something there in the living room. It had a scripture on it. And so God gave me that way, a strange way, sort of. Isaiah 43:19, he says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I can hear God saying, you go for it and I'll bless you. I'll bring in the money. I'll give you the stations. And God worked it all out. And today we own two of them. And the FM is mostly music, but I'm going to preach on it, bless God. And you need to be listening to those stations. You see, and the music and everything is the best on these stations than the other Christian stations in town. I just tell you right now, the program is better. And I am not prejudiced. Then, if you're not listening, you need to. Then I knew God was going to do it because I had a word. Y'all see what I'm talking about? You pray until God gives you a word. I begin to act on it. Today, we have those two stations, and they're preaching the gospel 24/7, and they're doing fantastic, AM 1240. The tower's almost on the campus at UT, and so if you go there, you can sure get it. It's more preachers. It has some music on it, and then 92.7 covers all of West Knoxville all the way to Cleveland, and Crossville covers Clinton like a Oak Ridge like a glove. We do their football games and basketball games, men and women, on 92.7. Downtown, we have 94.7. And God just worked it all out. Amen. So, well, you must be some kind of a business genius. Really, I'm just a prayer warrior. And God just tells me what to do. I'm telling you right now, if you learn how to pray, God will make you look smart. Yeah. Make you look smart. You just do what he tells you to do. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it, believed it, not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you really meditate on the word and get it in you, it'll start working. It'll build your faith. It'll start talking to you. It'll heal you. It'll work miracles in your life. Most of the time when I've been healed, I've been just meditating on God's word, God's promises. And a lot of times we're just too lazy to do our share, our part. But it's up to us to get into the word of God and let it do its work. Jesus said, my word is spirit and life. What does that mean? You see, we must believe that all of God's word is a personal word from God. All of it is. It is a potential word from God. Personally, you just need to meditate on it until it begins to talk to you. All of it. And you say, well, what Jesus said in the New Testament? No. Jesus has been God as long as God been God. When God inspired the Old Testament, Jesus was right there inspiring it with him. They are God. Can you say amen? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. When we meditate upon the word of God, the Holy Spirit quickens it to our hearts because it is spirit and life. Y'all pay attention. That's why I'm so excited about the word of God. That's why every time I walk in this pulpit, that's all I'm doing, reading the word, praying over the word, speaking the word. Why? Because that's the only thing that works. All these football stories and all these stories, They may be interesting, entertaining, but if you're going to get healed and delivered and set free and walk in victory, you're going to have to get into the Word of God. Amen. Me too. And it lives in us and becomes our personal revelation. You see, we have no excuse today not to have the Word in us, because we can get it on CDs, we can get it digital, we can get it in every possible way, play it in the car when we're driving around. I mean, we have no excuse not to know the Word of God. When we first heard about Jesus, we knew inside he was the Son of God. How do we know that? It was the Spirit of God bearing witness with our spirit that Jesus is the Son of God and you need to accept him. Amen. That's how we got saved. No one comes to the Father. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father, or no one comes to the Father except the Spirit draw him. And when you hear that word, the Holy Spirit confirms it. That's how you got saved. And that's what I'm talking about. When you really get into the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will start confirming to you and convicting to you that it is your Word, and it'll begin to work miracles in your life. When we first heard about it, there was that confirmation. And look at Matthew 16:16. This is one of the most amazing scriptures, and it tells you exactly what I'm saying from the lips of Jesus. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. You see, Peter had faith that Jesus was the Son of God because he had a revelation, a confirmation, an assurance inside of him that came from God. And that's why you're saved. Somewhere along the way, you got the same confirmation in your spirit. You realize he is the Son of God, and you confessed him as your Lord, invited him in your life, and you're saved, born again, because of a revelation to your spirit by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And he uses the Word of God. That's why it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when he said that, it goes on to say, how can they hear without a preacher? So he's really talking about the preached word. But you can preach it to yourself. You're also commanded to meditate on it day and night. But it's important to hear the word preached. And when you hear it preached, believe it. Don't let the devil make up all these excuses why it won't work for you. Well, you're bald-headed. It won't work for you. You remember what you did 10 years ago? It's not going to work for you. You're just not a nice person. He's not going to work for you. How many know the Word of God will work for anybody that believes it? If not, no one would ever get saved. You know? So the Word of God will work if we believe it. Luke chapter 11, verse 8. I tell you, even though he'll not get up and give to him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he'll get up and give him as much as he needs. Well, I prayed 5 minutes and nothing happened and I just quit. Did you hear what Jesus just said? Because of his persistence, he'll get up and give him as much as he needs. The disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. And all we remember is, Our Father, which art in heaven. He also gave other instruction, and that's one of them. If you want answers to prayer, you got to be persistent in prayer. You can't just pray 30 seconds and give up. You got to hammer in. Why? Why is God hard of hearing? No, the devil is fighting you over it, and he's doing everything he can to discourage you and cause you to quit praying, because he knows if you keep praying, you're going to give him heartburn. And so he wants you to stop. And a lot of times you start reading the Word of God, and you get so sleepy, you just fall over asleep. I was trying to study and pray yesterday, and I got so sleepy, I just was falling over. I said, well, I'm just going to take a nap and come back. I took a nap and came back. I was wide awake, and I had fun. Amen. So let him put you to sleep. Have a good nap. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. You see, if we will pray persistently focused on what he has promised in his word, he'll get up and, so to speak, give up and give us whatever we need. I found out if I just stay persistent, I'm going to get an answer. My mama just turned 100. I think it's 2 years ago she had COVID. They said if she gets COVID, she's gone, because she had congestive heart failure. She's had congestive heart failure, according to the doctor, now for years. Still going strong. I mean, you can't always go by what the doctor says. He may be right, but God has a different plan, and he can change the doctor's report. You say, well, there's not a scripture that says God's going to heal my mama. No, but you have that right there. That's a promise. If you stay persistent in prayer, you can get an answer. And that's what I did. I said, Lord, I'm going to stay persistent in prayer until you heal my mama. And, buddy, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and God healed her. The COVID left. And she still had this cough lingering. My brother got concerned, the one that takes care of her. And he said, I think she's got COVID again. I said, no, she doesn't have COVID because God healed her. And he said, well, I'm going to take her to the doctor. I said, do, and get it checked out. He took the doctor and checked out, and the COVID was gone. Amen. And so just a few weeks ago, she got it again. And so I said, I'm praying this through. And I prayed until I got a nose of my spirit that God had healed her, and God healed her. She had that cough for a while, but the COVID was gone. Amen. And the devil was, I think, trying to take her out right before her birthday. Praise God. God worked a miracle. And I'm telling you, if you haven't learned persistent prayer, well, I don't have time. Do you have time to go to the hospital? Do you have time to do an ambulance ride? Do you have time to lay in intensive care? Or do you have a little time to pray? I decide I'd rather pray than sleep. A lot of times I wake up in the middle of the night, and I got into bed late, got to get up early, and I said, I'm going to pray an hour. And the devil said, well, you need to get in bed, man. You're getting older. You need to get in bed. I said, devil, I'd rather pray than to get in bed. Now get out of here. I'm doing pretty good. Can you say amen? And for your information, devil, I'm not getting older. I'm still 49. You see, if we will pray persistently, focused on what he has promised, focus on the word of God when you pray, read the scripture. I never pray without scripture. He will get up and give, so to speak, you whatever you need. This scripture itself is a promise. Pray it expecting God to answer because of the persistent prayer. We can pray until we know the will of God in our knower. You can pray until you know in here. Used to, when I was growing up, people talk about knowing in your knower. What in the world does that mean? It means you can know in your heart that God has heard and answered that prayer. You just got to stand in faith until the answer really shows up physically. You see, we can pray until we know we have the victory. We can pray until we know we're going to make straight A's on our college work or our high school work. How do I know that? Because I did it a time or two. Wished I'd done it more. You see, we can believe when we have a revelation or a promise that we pray through to get. Now, Abraham, do you know Abraham had a reason for believing God for a son? What was that reason? He had a word from God. God told him, numberless shall your descendants be. You're going to have a son, and your descendants are going to increase. You can't even count them all. It's going to be like the sands of the sea. People say, I wish I could have faith like Abraham. You can if you get a promise. The Bible's full of promises. You need to pray over them until God quickens ones to your heart. Our reason for believing is God's promise. The reason I believe for healing is because I have a promise, and I will never let it go. No matter how bad the devil attacks me, I'm going to stand in faith and believe God for that promise. By faith, we can access, listen to this, by faith, we can access and receive every promise and every provision of grace. What is grace? God's provision for you to live life and live godly. Calvary is God's provision. Truly have borne our sickness and carried away our pains. Y'all listening? This is the provision. This is grace that provided on Calvary. Truly, he had borne our sickness and carried away our pains. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed, made whole emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, socially, financially, in every way. Well, Pastor, how do you know that is the provision of Christ, of God? Because Matthew says in Matthew 8, 16 and 17 that Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill that prophecy. So you can believe God for all of his provisions provided on Calvary and every promise he's made. You got to believe for it, though. And don't blame me. I'm not the one that said it. Jesus said it according to your faith. so be it unto you. I have to line up with him just like everyone else. Romans 5:2. By whom, listen, are y'all listening? Are y'all listening? Okay. Romans 5:2. By whom also we have access by grace, by faith into his grace. How do you access his provisions, his promises, his word? By whom also we have access by faith into his grace. That's the way you access the benefits and the blessings of Calvary and the promises of God. You access them by believing them. Amen. I really thought I was going to get a big amen on that, but anyway. Faith is the way we access every promise. By faith, we can access and receive every provision of grace. And I'm just telling you stuff I've learned and practiced myself. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. There you have it. For by grace, Calvary, shed blood, to provisions of Calvary, you're saved, born again. By what? Your faith. Faith is your part. Grace is provided, the provisions are there, and you can receive them by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. For by grace are you healed through faith. For by grace are you delivered through faith. Amen. For by grace are you blessed financially through faith. Yes. You believe God for our daily bread. Well, I don't know if God wants to bless me. Then why did he say, give us this day our daily bread? Give us this day our daily physical bread. Provision. And of course, he means more than bread. I mean, I think he means cornbread and buttermilk. Don't laugh at it. That's what I grew up on, cornbread and buttermilk. My mama, we milked the cows. She turned the milk, turned it into buttermilk, and made the best cornbread you've ever put in your mouth. And it was our supper. A lot of times, it's cornbread and buttermilk. Give us this day our daily buttermilk and cornbread. Amen. For by grace, God's provision on Calvary, we are saved, born again, when we place our faith in the person of Jesus Christ. There's a heresy going around Knoxville and other places that grace has been shed abroad and everybody's saved. That is not true. For by grace are you saved through faith. You have to put your faith in the Son of God or you're not going to be saved. Therefore, we have access by faith into God's salvation. We have access by faith into all of his promises. Isn't this make any sense yet? Yes. And you're not going to hear this message many places because most preachers are not willing to put the time in to pray and meditate on the Word of God. And God has given all of this to me as a personal revelation, even though it's right there in the Bible for everybody. But I pray over it until it gets in me. That's why I get healed. That's why I walk in victory. You've seen him heal me right here in his pulpit. It's because of this Word of God and God revealing it to my heart so I believe it from in here, from in my heart. Can you say amen? It's more than up here. Faith doesn't mean you're walking around in the dark. It means you have a no-so revelation and you're seeing by sight of a different kind. Amen. Now look, it's just not fair. I mean, you have to do all this preaching and then do the amening too. By whom we have access by faith. Isn't that a neat word from God? By whom also we have access by faith into his provisions, into his grace. James 1:6. But when he asked, talking about each of us, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That's why the devil comes to you and tells you this is impossible. This passed away with the disciples. You can't believe. That's the devil putting doubt in your heart so you'll give up and not receive the miracle. How do I know that? Because I've had to pray through all that doubt and still do all the time because the devil doesn't give up. The devil doesn't retire and he doesn't go on vacation. Verse 7, then man should, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. That man should not think he will receive. You can't doubt the word of God because of the lying devil and some lying preachers. Verse 8, he is double-minded. You can't say one minute, I believe God, and the next minute, I think I'm going to die. Do you believe God for healing, or do you think you're going to die? Which is it? Okay. He is double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. We must, how many like the word of God? All the answers are right here. It took me a while to put all these together in this order, but it was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so it wasn't too bad. We must ask, believing that we are receiving right here, right now. Satan will give us a million reasons why prayer will not work and why we can't get an answer, but we must stay focused on the Word of God, and it'll build our faith. And when our faith comes up, we need to stand on it and believe God. 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So here, human effort just doesn't work. In the prayer closet, it's faith in the Word of God. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. When you get an imagination, you're dying of cancer or whatever, you cancel that thing and say, devil, you take your imagination, get out of here. You cast it out. That's what he says to do. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. Y'all pay attention. You ever heard of spiritual warfare? A lot of that goes on in prayer. That's where you defeat the devil, and you do it with the Word of God. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Verse 5, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm kind of in a hurry. I got a long ways to go yet, and I'm trying not to tell his story, but I guess I could tell it. I was driving to Nashville about 30 years ago. And I had this vision as I was driving. It was pouring down rain, and you could see a sheet of water on the expressway. And as I was going uphill, you could see it running toward me like a river. But I wasn't smart enough to slow down. And all of a sudden, I saw a vision of that car turning sideways, going to the median, and flipping over and over and over. I saw it. And I said, man, I'm not buying that. I'm racing it. And I just took like this, like a racer, and raced it. And almost by the time I got it erased, that car did exactly that. It turned sideways, and I was going down the expressway, probably around somewhere between 40 and 100. And that car was going sideways, full speed on that sheet of water. And I said, God! That car just straightened right back up. I believe if I hadn't gotten rid of that imagination, I could have been killed. Or at least badly beat up. Listen, folks, this is not fun and games. I was trying not to tell it because I didn't want to take the time, but it illustrates how important it is. And that's just one thing. Don't allow your thoughts to go contrary to the promise. Cast that imagination down. That theory, that reasoning, that argument, the devil's telling you, well, this is why you can't receive it. Cast it down. Believe the word. You see, we cast down every imagination, negative thought, and doubt. Cast down everything contrary to the word of God. Just don't believe it. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law. Listen, his delight, your delight must be in the word of God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, or in the word of God, and in his law he doth meditate day and night. That's what you have to do to really walk in faith. And what I have a 100 scriptures memorized, my faith scriptures, and I can sit down in the dark, no lights on, and I can pray through 100 scriptures. And of course, you can't really, and it's hard to pray that many scriptures in faith, so pray a few each time I pray. But you meditate on the Word of God and pray those scriptures. But his delight is in the law of the Lord and in his law. It doesn't mean just the legalism of the law. The law, when they call it, see, they didn't have the whole Bible then. What they call the law was the first five books. And where is Deuteronomy 28? It's in the first five books. It's in what they call the law. If you hearken to my voice, these blessings will come on then overtake thee. Blessed shall there be in the city. Blessed shall there be in the field. Don't you think you need to meditate on that instead of your problem? That's why I pray it over you. Every Sunday, I want us to leave here focused on the Word of God. Blessed coming in and blessed going out if we obey Him. Verse 3, His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. That's what I go around saying. Whatever I do is going to prosper. Well, it doesn't look like it. Devil, get out of here. It's going to. It's going to prosper. What you got to lose? Why not just quote the Word? What does it mean when it says the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God? You use it as a sword. You speak it to the devil like Jesus did. Devil, it is written. How did Jesus win? Devil is written. Devil is written. Satan is written. You see, I have imaginations of poverty, but this is what I believe. I speak it and act on it. You know, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever I do will prosper if I hear and obey God. If I go off and start doing my own thing, it may not work. You still got to line up with the will of God. This is the confidence we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. But you can meditate upon the Word of God and pray until you know what God's will is for you individually. Like coming to Knoxville to start a church. We didn't just come down here and start a church because we thought it was a good idea. Because we prayed until we knew it was God. It was God's will. There's been other preachers come here and say, this will be a good place to start a church. Well, you won't find them because they've been long gone. God didn't tell them to do it. They weren't in the will of God. It was just a good idea. Amen. I don't like good ideas. Amen. And people come to me and say, well, I got a good idea. I said, well, I'm glad you got a good idea, but I'm going with the Word of God. Okay. Control the thoughts in your head. Think the Word of God. And you feel like you're getting COVID, start saying, with His stripes I'm healed. Amen. What's that going to hurt? If His Word really is spirit and life, you might just get healed just saying it. And frankly, that's normally the way I get healed. You won't hear me say, I'm sick or I'm getting sick. I say, with His stripes, I'm healed. Amen. Well, I'm not going to lie. I didn't tell you to lie. You probably lie about other things, though. Why not lie about that? I'm no. Kidding. But the Word of God is not a lie. With His stripes, I'm healed. Ephesians 6:16, Paul said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Don't tell me faith is not important. He said it's a part of your armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts or all the doubts. The fiery darts are really doubts in many cases of the wicked one. We win our battles by using the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of doubt. This is not physical warfare, but spiritual warfare. Without our faith, we cannot stand against the schemes of the devil. When the fiery darts of doubt come, we focus on that promise and look right at it and not at the problem. Like with COVID, with His stripes I'm healed. By the way, this will work if you're in college, if you start a new job. If you'll pray, God can give you wisdom and direction and favor so you'll be successful. I remember one time when I was in college, I was concerned about this course, and I was praying, and something said to me, go through this material and make up your own test. I went through the material, made up my own test, and I wrote out the answers to every question, and then I memorized them, and then I showed up at the test, and every one of the test questions on the professor's test, every one of those were on my test, and of course I aced it because God told me what the questions were, and He gave me the answers, or helped me get the right answer. Listen, this will work for everything. So how in the world did you get through college and seminary and have an earned doctorate? 10 years, it was prayer. Okay. And the Word of God. So, if we allow doubt, the mountain will not move. And our prayers will not be answered. You have got to believe the Word of God. With His stripes, I'm healed. Get that in you and believe it. And you can defeat COVID or anything else until it's God's time for you to go. Some people think, well, if I believe that, I'd never die. No, no, no. I'm not preaching immortality. I'm just saying you can be healthy and well while you live here so you can carry out God's mission and plan and purpose for your life. If we allow doubt, the mountain will not move. Here it is, Matthew 21:21. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. Jesus said that. Do you think he's clowning around, or is that serious? Speak to your mountains. Speak to COVID. Speak to that crazy neighbor that's nuttier than you are. Believe God. You see, can you believe this, that you can speak to mountains? If you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for in prayer. This says, if you have faith and do not doubt, if you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for. You see, we must believe the word and refuse to allow one negative thought. Give it a try. Get into the word. Take these scriptures right here. I'm trying to write all these up in a little book so you can just take it with you. Let me pray I get that done pretty quickly. I can see my tombstone now. Here lies a great book. It never got written, but it's right there. We can believe the word of God. Matthew 13:58. And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. They shut Jesus down because of their doubt and unbelief. We can shut him down today by doubting him. Amen. You see, we must pray through doubt and unbelief until we get that living faith. Romans 4:20, no unbelief or distrust made Abraham waver or doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. Unbelief and distrust did not cause Abraham to doubt. So we must not allow things to cause us to doubt God's promise. Because Abraham believed the promise, he got it. Because he believed God, God was going to give him a son. He had a son when he was 100, and his wife, 90. Why? He believed God. Job allowed doubt and unbelief, and that's why he had so many problems. But Abraham did not allow doubt and unbelief, and he lived his life in total success. They lived at about the same time. The difference is believing God, because if you read Job, I didn't even know you. But when he got to know him, everything changed. He lived 140 years without sickness, disease, and poverty, just like Abraham had done. Abraham had a promise to believe. We must have a promise, a word from God, and believe it. You need to pray until it's personal. The Bible gives a list of heroes who believed a word from God and did not doubt. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, moved with fear, prepared an ark. God told him to build a big boat in his backyard. He got out there and started building it. Why? Because he knew he had heard from God and he believed it enough to do it. And it saved his family. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. God says, come and follow me. I'm going to show you a land. He loaded up his camels and went and followed God. Dad and I did the same thing when he called us here, except we didn't load up camels. We loaded up a U-Haul. See, when you hear from God, you have to have the faith to act on it. Y'all paying attention yet? Abraham heard, believed, and obeyed God. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. A lot of people give all the credit to Abraham's faith. No, this woman was a woman of faith. She had the same promise, and she heard God say that she was going to have a baby, and she started laughing. And God says, why is Sarah laughing? She said, I'm not laughing. God says, yes, you were laughing. But after she got through laughing, she believed God, and she had the baby. According to this right here. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive. How did they get that baby? Faith. Well, this preaching is a lot better than your amening. Faith, Sarah received a child by faith, not by physical ability. Well, I don't have the physical ability. It doesn't matter if you got faith. Faith is what? The promise. After she laughed, at the promise, she believed it. Verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Now, how did they demonstrate faith in the word of God? They had a word from God, marched around these walls, and they had the faith to do it. They marched around the walls, and they fell down. Verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. How? Faith. Say faith. Verse 34, and they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. We don't know what's coming at us. We better learn how to walk in faith, stand in faith. Faith, they waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight. Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight. The armies of the aliens. And now, but those who did not stand in faith did not inherit the promised land. You remember their parents? That were supposed to go in. They had a promise. They refused to go in because they saw giants. They didn't have the faith. Look, Hebrews 4:2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In other words, God says, go in and take this promised land. They saw the giants. They became afraid, refused to go in. They didn't believe the word of God. But their kids, I just read to you how they went in and took Jericho and took the promised land because they believed the word of God. Their parents did not believe the word of God, and they died in the wilderness. And this is repeated here in the New Testament. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The word does not profit us if we do not believe it. Are y'all convinced yet? Can I quit? I think I got it laid out there. God gave Israel a promise that they would receive the promised land, but they cast away their faith when they saw the giants. The Bible says, do not cast away your faith, because the devil wants you to do that. He wants you to be totally convinced that COVID is going to kill you. You might as well just give up. Don't let the devil win. If it's your time to go to heaven, okay, go ahead and check out. We'll find something good to say about you. I'd do a wonderful funeral. I've had young people come to me and say, I want you to do my funeral. I said, well, you're going to have to let me outlive you. They changed their mind. You see, they missed the promised land. To have victory, we must believe the word of God and not the circumstances. Don't go by what you see in the physical realm. We must believe enough to act. But if it is God telling you to do something, he will work out the circumstances. But if the circumstances appear not to be working, do not be afraid. Amen. Load the U-Haul. Can you say amen? Let's all stand.